This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing today. The event is a part of the government's ongoing Rozgar Mela initiative. The Prime Minister will also address the new appointees during the event. More from our correspondent.
The 16th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place across central government ministries and departments. The new recruits selected from across the country will be joining the Ministry of Railways, Home Affairs, Health and Family Welfare, Labour and Employment and Department of Post, among other departments and ministries. More than 10 lakh recruitment letters have been issued so far through the Rozgar Mela across the country. Rozgar Mela is a step towards fulfillment of Prime Minister's commitment to accord highest priority to employment generation. The Rozgar Mela will play a significant role in providing meaningful opportunities to the youth for their empowerment and participation in nation building. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AIIB, last night released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on 12th of last month. The report, which examined the sequence of events and engine behavior leading up to the crash of Air India flight AI-171 involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft, revealed that the fuel to the engines of the plane was cut off. The AIIB in its report said, within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cutoff position, one after another, with a time gap of 1 second, and turned off, resulting in devastating air tragedy. According to the initial probe report, one of the pilots can be heard on the cockpit voice recorder, asking the other, why did he switch off fuel supply to engines, to which the other pilot responded by saying that he did not. The AIIB said, the fuel control switches were switched on later, but the deceleration in one of the engines could not be stopped. As per the report, the flight lasted around 30 seconds between liftoff and crash. AIIB said the investigation team will review additional evidence being sought from stakeholders. The Election Commission has said that over 74% of around 7.9 crore electors in Bihar have submitted their enumeration forms during the last 17 days of the ongoing special intensive revision of the electoral roll in the state. The Commission added that forms can be submitted until the 25th of this month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Thiruvananthapuram last night for a two-day visit to Kerala. He was received at the airport by senior BJP leaders and party workers. Mr. Shah will attend various programs in the state capital today. The Maratha military landscapes of India has been inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List, becoming India's 44th site to receive this prestigious recognition. The announcement was made during the 47th session of the World Heritage Committee at UNESCO headquarters in Paris last evening. Indian delegation thanked the World Heritage Committee for the honour.
This is a historic day, not only for India, but especially for the Marathi people all over the world. The rich cultural heritage of the Marathas has been honored by the recognition of its outstanding universal value by the international community. The Maratha military landscape represents a unique fusion of military innovation, ecological adaptation, and architectural excellence shaped by the rugged landscapes of the Sayadris and the indomitable spirit of the Maratha polity. We dedicate this inscription to the wisdom of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, whose legacy lives on.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over central and adjoining northwest parts of the country during next 4 to 5 days. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places of East Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today. In Wimbledon tennis, the 5-time Grand Slam champion Iga Swiatek will clash with 13-seed Amanda Anisimova for women's singles title at the Centre Court in London tonight. The match is scheduled to start at 8:30 p.m. IST. In men's singles, world number 1 Jannik Sinner defeated 7-time champion Novak Djokovic with a commanding victory in the semi-final last night to set up title clash with 2nd-seed Carlos Alcaraz of Spain tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.